history of America. In the Middle Ages, Europeans traded with India in spices, silk, and other goods. They traveled to India overland, but there was a problem. The journey overland was dangerous, expensive, and it took them a lot of time. In 1451, there in Italy was born a man. His name was Christopher Columbus, and he changed everything. He had a crazy idea. He wanted to sail west because he thought that he will reach the Indies faster. He didn't know that the earth was round. He just guessed that. So he visited the king and the queen of Spain to give him money. He walked out of the palace happily. He got the money. Then his journey began. In 1492, he reached America, but he thought he was in Asia. But he wasn't the only person standing on American ground. There were people. As I already told you, Columbus thought that he is in India, so he gave those people a name, Indians. When Columbus came back to Europe, he told people that there is a new land. Many settlers came to America. They wanted to farm, and they took land that wasn't theirs. It was the land from Indians. Settlers killed many Indians, and the Indians had to move to reservations. You may ask yourself, who are Indians? Well, I can tell you something about them. They had lived in tribes. Every tribe have had its own language. Can you imagine how many different languages existed? They have lived in special tents called tipis. They have loved nature, and they didn't want it to hurt nature. They also had a lot of different traditions, customs, and legends. Many people love their legends, and the most known legend is the legend of the white deer. Just another proof how much do Indians love nature. But nature haven't been their only business. They have helped Americans during World War II. They have been the code talkers. They worked as radio operators so that the Americans could communicate, knowing that the enemies won't be able to understand their code. So the Indians were actually very useful. Now, in the 21st century, many Indians speak English and live just like normal people. They have now come together, and they have been fighting for their rights. But old Indians have been still living on their own traditional way, and they have been still making their own shoes.